Unit 10, page 98. Culture. Exercise 3.
Mythical places around the world. There are very few places on Earth that are undiscovered, and we have satellite photos of the most remote places on the planet. But people are always interested in mythical lands, places that people say exist, but no one has ever found. Perhaps the most famous mythical place of all is Atlantis. Some people say it is a city. Others say it is an island, and others call it a continent. But whatever it is exactly, there is one thing that everyone agrees on. It is under the sea. The Greek philosopher Plato was the first person to describe it, and he suggested that one time its people attacked Athens. No one is sure exactly where Atlantis is. Because of its name, some people think it is somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Others say it's in the Mediterranean Sea or in the Caribbean. Agartha is another mythical place that is not on the land. The legend says that it's at the center of our planet. Like Atlantis, it is famous for its culture and educated society. It was the inspiration for Jules Verne's novel Journey to the Center of the Earth. It tells the story of a group of travelers who go on an exciting adventure underground. Many people have tried to find the entrance to Agartha, which they think is somewhere in Antarctica. Some people believe that somewhere in South America there is a famous city of gold, El Dorado. Many people tried to find it, but they weren't successful. El Dorado was originally the name of a person, a ruler of the ancient Colombian society called the Muisca. He covered himself in gold powder every day. There were legends in which people imagined that the whole city was made of gold. Our final mythical land is an island called Thule. The legend says that it is in the north of the Earth, somewhere between Norway and Iceland. This is an area of the world that is completely dark for a lot of the year. But the story goes that Thule is a place where a lot of delicious food grows and people are always happy. The Roman poet Silius Italicus wrote about Thule. In his story, the people living there are painted blue.